You're listening to a special question and answer edition of The Naked Scientists with me, Chris Smith, as well as Laura Howes, Dominic Ford, Ginny Smith and Dave Ansell. If you'd like to send any questions, you can do so to chris@thenakedscientists.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Naked Scientists, or you can look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/thenakedscientists. Vincent's in March. We'll be coming to him shortly. But first, this is for you, Laura. Rob Waite wants to know what chemicals come leaking out of batteries. He said he was doing some things at Christmas time, which made him think of this, and put some batteries into a toy that he had left over from the year before. And there was this leaky stuff and white powder all over the contacts of the batteries. What's actually happening when this occurs?
Okay, so what's actually happening here is the electrolyte from the battery is leaking out. So you think of batteries, it's sort of school-level chemistry, but you've got a reaction going on between two metals, and there's some sort of electrolyte in the middle that's allowing charge to be transferred between these two sides of the battery. And that usually in sort of your normal alkali batteries is potassium hydroxide usually or something like that. Eventually though, your batteries do keep reacting even if you've not connected them up. They react very slowly, but they do leach a little bit, and there can be side reactions, and eventually these things can just sort of pop open, at which point your electrolyte comes out.
Is it nasty?
Potassium hydroxide is not very nice. It is an alkali and it's quite caustic. However, it then reacts with carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. So actually what you're seeing is those white crystals. That's actually potassium carbonate. And that's actually potash. That's the main component in potash.
That's good for the garden.
So, you know, I wouldn't suggest necessarily knocking it off and putting it in your in your vegetable patch or anything. But probably don't start licking your batteries or anything like that. But just dispose of them. And if there's any on your contacts or things, you can start trying to wipe that off potentially with lemon juice or something.
And I guess even if it's potash on the surface, underneath you've still got the potassium hydroxide, so you don't really want to knock that surface off.
No, quite. So why you might want to use, say, something like a weak acid to try and neutralise it as you're washing it off. The other thing, of course, is that these things can start creeping in to electronics. And so you can actually, if you've left your batteries in something for long enough, you can start really messing around with your circuits and degrading them.
Lovely. Laura, thank you very much.